Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Banned Books, 100 Classic and Modern Works in the History of Literature Censorship. A reading list of the most controversial by Nexander Collins is presented as a non-fiction literary reference focused on censorship, controversy, and the cultural afterlife of challenged writing. Its subject is not a single banned title or one legal dispute, but a broad curated field of 100 classic and modern works associated with suppression, restriction, removal, or public objection. The book belongs to the reading list and literary history category, with an emphasis on helping readers identify major works that have drawn institutional or social resistance. Because publicly available information about this specific title is limited, its most reliable framing comes from its subtitle and category. It is designed as an entry point into the history of literature censorship. Its purpose is practical as well as intellectual, giving readers a structured way to explore how books become controversial and why arguments over access to literature remain persistent. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a curated map of censorship rather than a single historical thesis. The book is best understood as a curated guide rather than a conventional monograph that advances one detailed argument about censorship. Its central value lies in gathering 100 controversial works into a single reading framework, which allows readers to see censorship as a recurring literary and social phenomenon. This format matters because banned book history is scattered across school board disputes. Religious objections, political bans, obscenity trials, library challenges, and state censorship. A list-based structure can make that field easier to enter by turning a complex history into a sequence of recognizable literary cases. The emphasis on classic and modern works also suggests that the book treats censorship as an ongoing issue rather than a closed historical chapter. Instead of asking readers to begin with legal theory or archival research, it starts with books themselves. That approach is especially useful for general readers who want to identify what to read next while also understanding why certain works have been treated as threats. Secondly, classic and modern works placed within one censorship continuum. A notable feature of the title is its pairing of classic and modern works, which frames censorship as a continuum across literary periods. This matters because many famous challenged books eventually become school texts, prize winners, or canonical works, while newer titles may still be contested in libraries and classrooms. By bringing older and newer works into the same reading list, the book implicitly encourages comparison between past and present standards of acceptability. The reasons for objection may change across time, but the pattern remains: recognizable books are challenged when they disturb prevailing ideas about morality, politics, religion, sexuality, race, language, youth education, or national identity. A historical list can show that a book once labeled dangerous may later be regarded as essential cultural evidence. This perspective helps readers avoid treating censorship debates as isolated scandals. Instead, each challenged work becomes part of a longer argument over who controls access to difficult ideas and how societies define acceptable reading. Thirdly, controversy used as evidence of cultural pressure points. The subtitle identifies the selected works as among the most controversial, which positions controversy as more than a marketing label. In the context of banned books, controversy often reveals the anxieties of the community or institution attempting to restrict a text. A challenged novel, memoir, play, or political work may become disputed not only because of its content, but because of the audience expected to encounter it. Objections frequently intensify when a book enters a school curriculum, a public library, or a widely distributed edition. A reading list of controversial works can therefore help readers ask why certain themes become flashpoints at specific historical moments. The focus is not simply whether a book contains difficult material, but why that material is considered unacceptable by some authorities or groups. This makes the book useful as a guide to the relationship between literature and social control. It directs attention to the mechanisms by which cultural discomfort becomes restriction, removal, or public campaign. Fourthly, a reading list format that supports comparative literary exploration. The reading list format gives the book a practical function distinct from more specialized studies of censorship law or literary theory. Readers can use it as a roadmap for building a personal course in controversial literature, selecting titles across periods, genres, and likely forms of objection. This structure encourages comparison. One can consider how political works differ from books challenged for sexual content, how youth literature becomes a battleground over education, or how literary style itself can provoke accusations of obscenity or subversion. A list of 100 works also avoids reducing banned book history to only a few famous examples. Even when individual entries are brief, the cumulative effect can be significant, because patterns become visible across many cases. The format is especially suited to students, book clubs, librarians, teachers, and general readers who need orientation before deeper research. Its usefulness depends less on exhaustive detail and more on organizing a broad field into an accessible sequence of reading choices. Lastly, the strengths and limits of compact censorship reference writing. A book built around 100 banned or controversial works has clear strengths, but also inherent limits. Its strength is breadth. It can introduce readers to many titles and make the history of censorship feel concrete rather than abstract. It can also help readers connect literary value with public conflict, showing that controversy often surrounds works that later remain influential. The limitation is that a compact guide cannot fully replace detailed historical research into each ban, challenge, court case, or institutional decision. Censorship is rarely simple. A single book may be attacked for different reasons in different countries, decades, schools, or political contexts. Without extensive documentation, readers should treat such a guide as a starting point, not as the final authority on every case. This does not reduce its usefulness. Instead, it clarifies its role. The book is most valuable when it helps readers identify important works, recognize recurring censorship patterns, and decide where to investigate further through primary sources, library records, or specialized scholarship. In conclusion, this book is most suitable for readers who want an accessible entry point into banned literature rather than a dense academic history of censorship. It should appeal to general literature readers, students beginning research projects, book clubs building a themed reading plan, librarians interested in intellectual freedom, and teachers who want a broad overview of controversial texts. Its practical benefit is organization by presenting 100 classic and modern works as a reading list. It can help readers move from curiosity about banned books to a structured exploration of the field. Its intellectual benefit is comparative. The premise encourages readers to notice how censorship debates recur across time, even as the specific objections change. Compared with similar books in the category, its distinction appears to be its compact emphasis on both historical significance and reading discovery. It is not positioned as a specialist legal study or a full scholarly archive, but as a curated gateway into literature censorship. That makes it useful for orientation, selection, and discussion. Readers seeking exhaustive documentation will need additional sources. But readers seeking a clear map of controversial literary works are likely to find its list-based approach efficient and relevant. If you would like to support NYX Sandra Collins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.